This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by Southern Seminary. The pastors of tomorrow won't need less theological training, they'll need more. That's why Southern exists, to provide deep, rich, and strong ministry preparation that endures. Southern Seminary, trusted for truth. Learn more at sbts.edu. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a conversation with Eric Tonis and Jeremy Treat on how Christians can care about physical fitness without making it an idol.
Well, when it comes to fitness, sports, I'm going to defer to Dr. Tonis here, because when I was a student at Biola University, I would play intramural football, and you would play intramural football, and he would school all the youngsters. So you clearly must have thought a little bit about fitness, sports, and the life of a Christian.
Well, that was a long time ago. And I think definitely a Christian should take fitness seriously, because our bodies are these incredible gifts from God that are masterfully designed. Just the human hand, just the way the body works, is a tremendous gift. And we are embodied souls, and the resurrected state will be embodied. And so we can't slip into a mentality that overvalues the soul or the spirit or the immaterial over against the material or the physical. We need to realize that there's a holistic view biblically of human beings as body and soul. And so we need to care for our bodies and our souls, and also realize that those two work together, that often the health of your body has an effect on your soul. The Psalms talk about that. Proverbs talk about the effects, the relationship between body and soul. So if we don't take care of ourselves physically, it can have spiritual, emotional, physical effects on us, even relational and practical effects. You just can't do certain things, go for hikes with your family, play with your kids, do the sorts of things you can. I was thankful that I was able, as a young professor, to play sports with the students, because that had a social, relational bonding effect. Mm-hmm. So I was very thankful for that. And yeah, to steward our incredible gift of our physical bodies, I think is a expectations Christians should have on themselves.
Yeah, I feel like for me personally, I've wrestled with this question throughout my life, because I grew up loving sports, loving fitness, but I felt this tension between my love for basketball and my love for Jesus. And I felt like I was given categories from the church that didn't help resolve those at all. It was one or the other. And oftentimes, what I was doing with basketball, it didn't matter to God, or so I perceived, unless I used it for spiritual purposes, to share the gospel with people on the court, or to win a championship and thank God after the game. And now I look back on that, and I think in a lot of ways I was working with a sacred secular divide that didn't value the place of the body, and only saw the soul, and this idea that God cares about spiritual things and not other things. So for me, when I look at the doctrine of creation, you know, you open up to the opening chapters of the Bible and you see God creating everything good, not only in the spiritual and physical, but even the dynamic of creativity and developing and all of that. So for me, I feel like I've grown to appreciate sports, whether that's shooting around with a basketball or doing gymnastics in the front yard with my kids. But there's a tension in that as well, because it can quickly veer the opposite way, which I think we see in our culture a lot with fitness and sports.
You have to wonder, even, I was just thinking, if even the question of whether or not we should take fitness seriously is a pretty modern question.
Yeah.
I bet for all of human history, going out and doing something in addition to bringing the crops in
right.
and doing all the manual labor people would do that would naturally to keep themselves fit. Now it has to become a separate category to stay fit, when it just was a part of natural life for most people very often. But it is. It's a reality. We can be incredibly sedentary. Our lifestyles allow us to be sedentary. And so to realize our bodies were made to be used, and God has given us the gift of being able to do that and to steward it and not have a sacred, secular perspective on these things. Obviously, we can be inordinately concerned about our appearance, and I think that's an important distinction, that that our appearance cannot be what's driving it, but mm-hmm. stewarding the gift God has given us has to be the main thing we're about.
Yeah, I think the point about cultures is interesting because even fitness and beauty and health in our culture gets defined in some ways by this unrealistic standard. Right. I mean, LeBron James says he spends $1 million a year on his mm-hmm. body, right? So to aspire to
that. It's a good investment for him.
But the time, the resources, right. the expertise around him. I mean, you think of how different it is for us and how we think of stewarding our bodies. Yeah. But let me ask you this. If we think that fitness can be a good thing and is meant to be a good thing in sports, how do you see the idolatry of that then playing out? If an idol is taking a good thing and making it an ultimate thing, how do you see that playing out in our culture?
Well, one is being driven in our efforts at what we call fitness, but it's really just an impression, an appearance yeah. that we're trying to give to people of youthfulness, which is an idol in our culture, mm-hmm. of an appearance that is impressive in some ways. Talk about something that's affected ministry in really troubling ways is such an importance on appearance. And mm-hmm. so, again, that can be idolatrous, but to put an inordinate amount of time on something, even fitness, whatever it is, can be out of control if we don't keep it in perspective and realize that our bodies are wasting away. Mm-hmm. And it's tragic to see guys my age clinging to anything that represents their youthful vigor when the outer man is wasting away, and hopefully the inner man is growing stronger in the midst of that.
Yeah, I feel like for me, growing up, I definitely saw how fitness and sports became an idol. And I wasn't self-aware enough to see it, but wanting to find my identity and success, wanting to build my community around that. And so for the athlete or for someone who's very involved in fitness, it's not that different than different realms in life, that the gospel's the answer to that. That I find my identity in Christ, that I care whether I win or lose, but that doesn't crush me. Mm-hmm. or build my whole life around that. Mm-hmm. So I think the gospel gives us a whole new framework for thinking about fitness, mm-hmm. where it restores us to a place of seeing our bodies as a gift from God that we're called to steward, but not as an idol that we're ultimately going to find our identity in.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.